let's speak now to Caroline Simons. She's legal advisor to the pro-life campaign and she's with us in our studio. Caroline, thank you very much for coming in to us.
Morning, Gavin.
You were opposed to the drafts of this bill. You were opposed to any level of legislation for termination of pregnancy. Does the publication, does the updated bill make any difference, change your mind in any way?
Well, let's be absolutely clear about the terms we're using. I'm not opposed in any way to terminations of pregnancy. Each one of my five pregnancies was terminated with cesarean section. So they were all terminated. What we're talking about here is actually terminating the life of the unborn. And there's nothing in this bill that prevents that. And there are no time limits that prevent this. And it is the case that it has been shown by the weight of evidence, psychiatric evidence, given at two Oireachtas hearings in January and May, that abortion is not a treatment for suicidality. And that was even said very, very clearly by Professor Veronica O'Keeane going into the hearings in May, where she said that the psychiatrist is only determining eligibility, just certifying eligibility. And she said very specifically, psychiatrists do not treat suicidal intent with abortion. A woman chooses this
Veronica
treatment for herself.
She did say that there is no treatment for suicide and abortion. She included abortion amongst that.
Absolutely. But she actually says specifically, and I'm reading from her introduction to the Oireachtas Committee, she says, psychiatrists do not treat suicidal intent with abortion. A woman chooses this, and she's put it in inverted commas, treatment herself. So looking at that and looking at the fact that the true test in the X case, as set out by Judge Finlay in a number of paragraphs in his judgment, and also as reiterated then in a decision of Hamilton in 1995, 2 years later, is that we're talking about the termination of the life of the unborn being permissible. People have to understand that what this bill does is it's prescribing for a suicidal woman the possibility that at any time during her pregnancy, we could be talking about terminating the life of the unborn. Now, the minister, I have to suggest to you, is fanciful when he has suggested repeatedly in speaking about this bill that if the baby is viable, that is if it's maybe 25 weeks, that the baby will be delivered and will be put into a neonatal intensive care unit. And I would have to say to you that half of the babies born at that stage, Gavin, won't survive. And of the half that do, half of them will have cerebral palsy. So you're putting a baby in a situation where you're deliberately endangering it by reason of its extreme prematurity. And the minister suggests that if the mother doesn't want the baby in that situation, that the baby will be institutionalised.
Caroline Simons, these were fanciful comments, of course, that the minister made weeks ago at the publication of the heads of bill. But you heard what he had to say this morning. He heard the evidence, and you were one of those who gave evidence to the Health Committee recently. Mm-hmm. On the heads of bill, he would have heard the level of disagreement and uncertainty among psychiatrists. There was a wide range of views that were given, but he has come down on the side of one view, you would say, but he has come down on the side of a certain view and written this bill. It looks, unless there is to be a massive revolt within Fine Gael, as if this bill is going to pass through the Dáil and through the Seanad and become law later this summer. To some extent, it could be argued that in terms of this legislation been passed, you've lost the argument. What are you going to do now?
Well, I think there is a body of the overwhelming weight of evidence given by the psychiatrists is that this is not an appropriate or any treatment and that they do not prescribe it for women who are suicidal. You've also got to look at the definition of the unborn, Gavin. This is very important. An unborn is an unborn until the complete emergence of life from the body of the woman. That formula, actually, if a woman says she's suicidal at 24, 25, 29 weeks, could give us this appalling scenario. I'm not saying today or tomorrow, but as a lawyer who was invited back on the expert day to explain to the Oireachtas Health Committee what the possibilities of their drafting is, there is a possibility where there are no time limits in this legislation, where the law allows termination of the life of the unborn, where the unborn isn't born until it's completely emerged from the body of the woman, that you could be talking about the awful scenario of partial birth abortions, which are so grotesque and which most pro-choice and pro-life
people don't
like.
But these are arguments that you and those who support your views have been putting forward for some time in the teeth of this legislation.
Absolutely.
Being put together. The legislation is there. It looks like it's going to be passed. And if we judge from an opinion poll in the Irish Times today, the vast majority of people who were surveyed support this legislation.
The opinion poll once more, and I'm tired saying it. I'm tired looking at Irish Times opinion polls in which questions presuppose by their wording and their formulation that abortion is a treatment for suicide. And once more with feeling, the Irish Times has done it again. If you ask a question in a leading way, you will elicit the answer that you're looking for. If you ask a question in a completely neutral way, which we have done for the last decade, with the same kind of totally independent companies, you will get a totally independent result. Now, I have to say, Gavin, the choreography of I would say, a very unsatisfactory and leading poll of the report issuing today in relation to Sabita Halappanavar, once more mixing up a missed sepsis case, which is how it was found to be by the coroner, with abortion and confusing the public once more. And I stood with your RTE reporters until 11 o'clock last night, waiting for a bill that we were told would be available before the 9 o'clock news. This is absolutely unconscionable. It is deliberate. It is designed to confuse again. And there's an almighty amount of discomfort about it in the Éireann.
Is there anything you believe you can do to block this bill now?
I think the minister is a very foolish man. He should listen to Sam Coulter-Smith and the other obstetricians who said they are extremely uncomfortable about suicide being included in this, and for very, very good reason.
Caroline Simons, thank you very much for coming into us.